Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Good morning, church. It's such a pleasure to be here with you all today. And even though we're not together in person, it's great that we have the technology that allows us to still meet together. And even where we are, whether we're by ourselves or with a couple of family members, we're just excited that God is with us. You know, when two or three are gathered, He is here in our midst. So we give Him all the glory. We'll start with just going to pray and focus on God. So if you bow your head right now, shut your eyes, and pray. Lord God, just thank you for today. Thank you, your word is to be praised. Thank you, Lord Father, that even with all the craziness that's going on in the world right now, Father, we're still able to put you first and realign our focus on you and just worship you together in this space. I pray that the word that I'm bringing today, that you will be kind to every single word to speak to people, our hearts, and our minds, and just be your word, Lord Father, to preach the truth of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so today I'm really excited because we are starting a new series called, drumroll please, Impossible. No, I've not lost it. It's not Him Possible, H-I-M Possible, that we've been doing it for the last few weeks, but it's Him Possible, but H-Y-M-N, Possible. So those of you that have been going to church for a long while, especially, you know, traditional churches are probably used to hymn book. And what a hymn is essentially is a type of song that is written for the purpose of adoration and for praise. So so hymns, some of the old school hymns that you probably know are How Great Thou Art, Then Sing to My Soul, My Saviour God to Thee, and also Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer, or Shine, Jesus, Shine. And what's really beautiful about hymns is that they're not songs about God, but they're songs to God. So they're quite intimate, they're quite close. But before we jump into hymns, just do a little bit of a recap of what the Hymn Possible series was that we were doing over the last few weeks. So Hymn Possible, H-I-M, was talking about men of faith, men and women of faith, from the book of Hebrews, who really did extraordinary things, and that was just believing God for like what He asked them to do. For example, we had Abel, who brought a better sacrifice to God than his brother Cain. We had Enoch, who was said to have walked with God. We also have Sarah, who believed for a baby in her old age, that baby Isaac. We also have Noah, who was also said to have walked with God. And he believed God when he said that he was going to send the blood to his father. So he followed what God asked him to do and built an ark that saved his family and generations to come. We also looked at Rahab, who hid a couple of spies when they came into Canaan to scope out the land. So that's the land that Israel was going to take over and live in. And what's extraordinary about these stories is that every single one of these people who believed God and who were shouted out in a whole way of fame, if you want to call it that, in Hebrews 11, their move of faith and their belief in God caused ultimately salvation and freedom for hundreds of thousands of people to follow. So in summary, this all points to salvation, it points to freedom, and it points to the bigger picture of Jesus. And we all know that here at The Well it's all about Jesus. Through Jesus has made it possible for us to be saved. But even when we come into this series, Hymn Possible, spelled H-Y-M-N, we are still talking about salvation. We're still talking about Jesus who's come to save us all. So, back to hymns. So hymns are songs that are written for adoration and for praise. So talking about God, it's poetic, it's musical, it's something that evokes sort of like emotion in you. So apart from How Great Thou Art and Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer, and Shine, Jesus, Shine, which you may be familiar with, there are a whole load of hymns in the Bible, particularly in the poetic books of the Bible, which are Job, Book of Psalms and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. And these sorts of hymns not only are they sung in church, but we use them at weddings and at funerals for all sorts of occasions. Hymns are, you know, the hymns. So what, when I was preparing this, I thought to myself, like, what makes hymns so special, you know? And one of those things is the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, there are songs of adoration and praise to God, not just about him. It's quite intimate. It really, like, helps you to focus and realise that you're speaking to God about how great he is. But also I thought to myself, it's easy to praise God and, you know, speak him up, if you want to say, when things are going well, but what about in situations where things aren't going so well? And then I thought to, like, the book of Job, and you may be familiar with Job's story. He went through a really, really hard time. He lost his family. He had poor health. But all in all, he just never, ever put God down. He still put him up on a pedestal and still said that he was worthy to be praised. Always, he still gave God up. So that's another thing to know, that hymns, you don't say God is good when we still like God is good. God is good regardless, because that's who he is. The hymns that I have chosen to focus on today, the base to preach on today, is the hymn, I Exalt Thee. So I would start singing, but then I'm afraid I may lose you all, so I won't. But we're going to go through the words of the hymn. So I Exalt Thee, I'll start there. It's quite an older English book hymn, using words that we probably wouldn't use on a daily basis. I exalt thee. Exalt means to praise, to esteem, to glorify, to worship. And thee, spelled T-H-E-E, is an older English way or archaic way of saying you. So in saying I exalt thee, what you're effectively saying is, I exalt you. I praise you, God. I bring you up, I glorify, I worship you. That's what the song says. And it's a song directly to God, not about him. So I exalt thee, O Lord. First word, or first line of the verse says, for thou, O Lord, are high above the earth. Breaking that down, for thou, O Lord, so thou is also another word for you. So for you, O Lord, are high above the earth. I want us to stop for a minute and take in that imagery. Just shut your eyes for a second and think of God above the earth. So we live on the earth and there's God above it. Like, this is huge. A scripture that jumped out to me, in line with what this song is saying, is in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 22. And what it says is that God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers. He spreads out the heavens like a person and makes his tent from them. Just imagine that. Something so huge that everything else is ant-like. That's how big and how great our God is. And it just helps you to sort of put things into perspective. When things are difficult and when you say our God is a great God or he's a big God, he is huge. He is humongous. And then the second line of the verse of that hymn is, thou art exalted above all gods. There's that word, exalted, again. So exalt, like you said, means to praise, to glorify, to honour. Thou art exalted above all gods. Now you may be thinking, wait a second, I don't have any other gods. The only god that I serve and the only god that I know is God. You know, our Father God, Lord Jesus, like the Trinity, that's God. That's what we know. However, a God is anything that we esteem, anything that we sort of worship and we put before the Almighty God. One of the Ten Commandments is that we should have no other God for our Lord God, right? But have you ever had a relationship that we've put in before God? The accreditation from that relationship, or, you know, the good words or whatever somebody has to say over you, that's more of a priority for you than pleasing God and doing the things that he's asked you to do. Have we ever put money or job or business relationship above what God wants us to do? that is having other goals, because that's your priority. It's almost like your, that's your North Star, and as long as that's okay, then everything else is fine. But God wants to put Him first all the time. Mm-hmm. He made us, and He loves us, and then made His with our pleasure. But ultimately, it's a relationship with Him to give Him all the honour, the glory, and adoration that He deserves. Another exercise I wanted to be very quickly is to think of something that we love dearly. Think of something or someone that we would go out on a limb for. Like, they say the word and we're there. Give me a second to think about that. Okay, so I've been thinking, and what I'm thinking is Amazon Prime. Okay, I'm joking. Right. Although I do enjoy Amazon Prime a lot. In all seriousness, I think about my nieces and my nephews. So they are getting a bit old now, they're almost teenagers. But I remember particularly when they were younger and would wake up from like in the morning, and my ultimate priority, my number one thing, was to make sure that they were good. So, like, they were fed, they were happy, they had everything they needed. Like, I never even put myself in that equation. Ultimately, I wanted to make sure that they were okay. It was an attitude of, like, you know, you first, I'm here to serve you. And to put that into a perspective of a bigger picture of exalting God, that's the way He wants us to relate to Him. It's an attitude of you, Lord, before me, your will, your wishes, and your ways before mine. It's you first and me second. That's what God wants us to do. And this hymn is a great reminder of what we're supposed to be doing. It's like a, it's a home in the back, you know, it helps to put and realign our focus on God, who is all important, worthy of everything that we have to give. Hymns aren't really good and incredible because as songs and as poems, they help us, it's quite emotion evoking, you know, and it helps us to focus. That's why music is so powerful. Another thing that I want to say, like I said about like home and the bike and the alignment and all of that, it makes me think of a spirit level. So all of us have been locked in lockdown for about 4 months, and one activity that a lot of people were doing during that time was DIY. People were, like, you know, redoing your home, redecorating, refurbishing. And Sam, our youth leader, will tell you, because he worked at a decorator, that a lot of people came into the store to buy the equipment that they would need. So a spirit level is a little device which has a bit of liquid in it and a bubble. So what it helps you to do is to see if something is straight. So if you're hanging up a picture or putting up a board of some sort, you just balance that on top, and then the bubble's in the middle, then you know that that thing is aligned and it's in the right space. So this hymn, I Exalt You, helps you to focus your mind on God. It's like putting that bubble in the right place. It's focusing your emotions, your attention and everything on God, because He's worthy to be praised. The thing is, where did we pray it? And you ask why. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross for us all, He said, "It is finished." What did He mean by saying, "It is finished"? When God created us in the very beginning, man walked with God in the garden and fellowship with Him, had a relationship with Him. But something terrible happened that caused enmity between us and God, caused a division, eternal division, because God is all holy. And He can't live with sin. They're complete opposite. And the only way that we could be reconciled or come back to God again was by having sacrifice. And that perfect sacrifice was Jesus Christ. When He died on that cross 2,000 years ago, He said, "It is finished." That means eternal damnation. It means eternal separation from God. That means we're now able, if you believe, to have a relationship with God here on earth and even when we leave this earth. And that's, if not for anything, just for that God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy for us to say, "I exalt thee, O Lord." So, I think probably a lot of us on here are regular churchgoers or regular people at the World Church, but there may be some of you on the line at the moment where you have never accepted Christ. You have never believed to have that reconciliation of the relationship with the Father. But if that is you today, I'd like to pray with you. And I promise it'll be the best decision that you ever made. It's reconciliation to who made us. It's back to basics, back to the origin. It's knowing that God loves us so much and has our best interests at heart and wants to do life again with us as he purposed from the beginning. So I'm going to ask you now to just bow your heads and close your eyes. And like a spirit level, I exalt thee, I exalt thee. Oh Lord, help us to focus on him. You're looking at the Father now. Everything else, let it melt away. All our problems, all our hurts, all our pains, all those distractions, let it go. This is the single most important thing that you will ever do in your life. And just say, thank you, Lord, Father, because you're worthy. You're awesome. Great. And worthy to be praised in any situation, in all circumstances. Because if nothing ever happens right in my life again, but you've already done it. You paid the price, the ultimate price, that I could be reconciled with you. Like Job, he had a terrible, terrible time. He still wouldn't personally die like his wife told him to. He still honored you and praised you. We want to be one of those people. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, that, and we believe what you've done for your son, Jesus Christ. We know that, you know, we were born into sin. It's not just a bad thing that we know that we've done, but the bad thing that we don't even know that we've done. You know, sin is ultimately not having faith. Jesus said the great commandment is to love you, Lord, with all your heart and all our mind, all our soul and all our strength, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. So, Lord Father, we pray and ask forgiveness for everything that we've done that doesn't align with who you are and what you're doing. And we put our faith in Jesus Christ, who's come through and paved the way. He's gone and made a way and a path back into your heart, back into relationship with you, Lord Father. And that's what we choose to pray, and that's what we choose to believe right now. Him possible. Through this, him being able to focus on you, come back to basics. And you've made it possible to be back in Father and have relationships with people on earth. That's what we believe right now. We just thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer with us for the very first time, welcome to the family. Please stay in touch. You can contact us through our website, through our social media, Facebook and Instagram, media Twitter, and even if not really well checked, there are, you've got hundreds of thousands of millions of bugs in the world. Get involved and get some help on that journey. In Jesus' name, amen.